Hey, is this Applehead?
Well, well, well.
Applehead makes it to the podcast before Huggy. Wow, this is the first ever.
This is definitely a first.
Yeah, whoa.
Wow. Huggy,
Applehead has beat you.
Yeah, this really is. This, I feel like this is bad luck. Like, this isn't good.
I hear you.
Welcome to another edition of the Matt Huggy Applehead podcast.
Now on Instagram, Matt Huggy Applehead podcast. That's how you find it.
Well, don't you think the people? Well, don't you think the people that are listening would kind of know?
Well,
maybe not. No, that's an assumption. They don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
We all know Matt is a social media guru.
Yeah. AOL? Is this AOL?
Listen, we did this joke last week. Come on, we can't do this again.
Is it dial-up?
Stop it with this stupid joke. Probably come to wherever you
are. I got everything on a floppy disk. Let me hold on.
Oh, my God.
MySpace. The kids still use that.
Are you high again?
Not yet, but I will be.
Oh, here we go. Things are gonna get funny.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this is time to relax.
Mm-hmm. I know, but do you like put the kids away? You're holding a gummy in your. I mean, put the kids in bed, holding a gummy in your hand. You just pop it in right in front of them.
No, I'm more subtle than that. Give me some credit.
What if there's an emergency and all of a sudden you're high as hell?
Yeah.
I mean, what if there's an emergency and you're drunk as shit?
Wow.
Like, you just deal with it.
That's when awesome. I'm the emergency when I'm drunk is Wawa is closed.
Wawa's closed. Oh, man.
And I can't get anything to eat or drink. Or an emergency is I can't get any more beer. It's called 2 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, you just deal with it. That's all. Yeah. I mean, I can deal with an emergency if I had to. I don't want to. I would deal with it if I had to.
Oh, you got to go to the hospital. You got to drive.
Oh, shit.
I'm lost.
You're in a spaceship flying around.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, isn't this fun? It feels like we're floating in space. Oh, it's like, man. I'm driving a spaceship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. So how about those Phillies, huh? You guys happy about that?
Hell yeah. Yeah, it was a decisive win.
It was. It was very fun to watch.
They're looking good on all sides.
I'm a little nervous, obviously, you know, but
the Braves will be tough. Braves. But I think we can beat them.
We're hot now. We're hot. That's all. We just keep playing our game. We're hot right now.
We'll see how it goes, guys. We'll see how it goes. I'm a little reluctant, but that's all right. That's how I am.
Bryson Stott hit that grand slam.
Yeah, that was great.
And what I noticed, just a little observation, that after the game, the reporter is interviewing him. And all year, whoever was, you know, hit a walk-off or, you know, was the player of the game, you know, Brandon Marsh would come over and, like, dump Gatorade over their head or put candy. And now we're on ESPN, and I don't see that. I'm wondering if ESPN says, you know, no shenanigans when we're doing the post-game interview.
No way.
I don't know.
No,
I think they like stuff like that. Like that – you know, that gets more viewers, more people excited. Yeah, like that's part of the fun of sports.
They were all in the clubhouse getting ready to play. That's why.
Maybe that's it.
You know?
You just wanted someone to get dumped Gatorade?
Yeah, I saw this all year and all of a sudden.
There's no Gatorade.
No Gatorade. No sunflower seeds dumped over your head. No one's exposing themselves.
Wow. I'm glad, you know, this is the important things to you right now, but that's all right.
Do you remember what's her name? Morgana? Morgana, the Kissing Bandit. Do you remember her?
Who?
Morgana. Yeah, she was the one with the blonde hair with the big boobs that would run out and kiss the ball players.
Oh. No.
She did it in the '80s. Yeah, you should look her up. Yeah, she was. They would arrest her. She would put all the big baseball games just run out on the field. She had huge boobs.
Was she just like a? Was she like a fan? A fan? She wasn't like a reporter.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she was a fan of, you know, certain players, but it was just for show. You know,
what was her name? Just to, Morgana.
Yeah, Morgana, the Kissing Bandit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now somebody has to wheel her out.
Oh, she's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah, get me closer. Get me a little closer.
Yeah. I'm looking, watching a video now. Yeah.
Do you remember her?
Oh man, she has a big rack, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Yeah. I didn't think she
that was the attraction. Yeah, she would run out, and then they would try to, you know, she would kiss a guy, one of the players, and then they would take her off the field.
Really? What was that, the Phillies game I'm watching? Yeah, because there's Steve Carlton.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, she did it all over the country. She would. I don't think she did it in any particular place. She would show up anywhere.
That is so funny. Yeah, it was a Phillies game.
I'm sure she's been through many clubhouses.
I'm sure she has. I mean, she was definitely like, it's definitely the 80s. You could tell by her hair because.
Oh, yeah. That was her time.
Yeah.
She was big. She was big in the 80s.
Yeah. She was, wow. A big rack, dude. Play that.
You know, yeah, I know. Yeah, it was. I'm imagining it was fake, but who am I? I don't judge. You know, I was thinking about this too, and you might remember this too, Matt. You know, over the years we interviewed a lot of sports people, and baseball players typically were the biggest dicks. If I remember, they were typically the ones that we didn't care for.
Really?
We talked about this before. Yeah, like the football players, I think were always pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't interview a ton of basketball and hockey players, but we did on occasion. But the baseball players were just weren't as cool as the other sports. They just weren't. I'm not saying, anything, you know, just, I mean, yeah, we can still love baseball. I just feel like the guys were, I don't know, they just had more of an attitude.
I'm just trying to baseball think who we interviewed. I remember interviewing a couple, like, and he's like, have you guys even watched? Remember? I don't know. I feel like somebody said something like that to us at one point. And I don't know. I kind of remember that, but, you know, I don't remember too much.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth because God knows that's impossible.
who was the dick?
Funny. I can't remember.
I can't. It was just kind of a general sense that when you'd interview a baseball player, they just didn't. They weren't like as fun. Like it was like they were more uptight.
Well, you know how we were. We're probably asking. Well, I was probably watching some stupid or asking some stupid questions. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, you did piss off a few people.
I met Chase Utley once.
Yeah,
and he was just like you would expect. He was calm and cool.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good to know.
He was with Pat Burrell. And Pat Burrell was shit faced.
he was like
a real happy drunk, and then because when I worked in the media, there was a Sunday night sports show that we did, and after the show we would go to this bar in Old City and have drinks after work. So night, this is the year the Phillies won the World Series, and we're all sitting there, like there's about seven of us. And about five of us are all wearing Phillies hats. So we're talking at the end of the bar, and it's dead in there. And all of a sudden, Pat Burrell comes in. He's like, all right, you assholes. I'm bringing in the second baseman. Are you guys cool? And we're just like, yeah.
Okay.
And we were just like, what the fuck has just happened? So he leaves and comes back with Chase Utley and a couple of their friends. And because one of the guys that was with us worked for the sports radio station, I think he knew him from like the post game
interviews.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't think they like the sports reporters. So he was he was shit faced drunk and he was giving a hard time. And this sports reporter who was not drinking was actually handled it really well. So it was getting real tense. And I was like, I think Pat Burrell's going to kick his fucking ass.
Wow.
But then Chase Utley came over, calm, cool, collected. What's up, guys? Like, just, and then it just, the situation diffused. Next, you know, nice. Pat Burrell's giving everybody hugs.
Oh my God, dude.
It was pretty cool. And then that year, the Phillies won the World Series.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lovely story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
I don't know if you'll remember that story, but I do.
That alone, that you remember that,
and
is pretty impressive.
And I've drank it,
too. Yeah. Wow. There's shocker. That's something really, really out of the ordinary.
I was on my way to getting to the same level as Pat Burrell. I just wasn't there yet.
I was, and Lord knows you were trying, dude.
So he called us pussies, right? And, you know, we're all just, it was all good fun. But I was like, it was getting tense. And I'm like, guys, let's do a shot. And Pat Burrell goes, he's like, nah, I'm not doing a shot. And I go, who's the pussy now? Oh. And everybody started laughing. I took a very calculated risk there because he would have threw me through the window.
Seriously?
Did he laugh?
He did laugh, yeah.
Okay,
but
well, because he knows your reputation.
Yeah,
he can't drink with you. There's no way he would have been dead.
Yeah,
he would have. They would have had to pump his stomach.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have made it.
He would have been out for 5 games.
He keeps saying it's the guy with the big head. I can't keep up.
It was
the guy
fault.
With the huge head. You can't keep up with him.
The only thing I remember is this gigantic head. And then I blacked
keep
out.
Keep it away from me. Keep the head away from me.
Oh, my gosh.
Pat, are you okay?
It's me again.
Well, hopefully they can do it this time again. I don't know. They seem calm and cool and collective. They really did.
Yeah, they look like they're having fun and they're like a good group, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I was just worried about that Bryce Harper didn't hit the ball that much.
Yeah, he was
a little quiet.
Yeah, he did okay. Hit. But he struck out a few times. That's all right. He's clutch.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, you didn't need it yesterday. It was all good yesterday. Everything worked out just fine.
Everybody else hit instead of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good stuff.
Now, when's the next game? I'm
Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
It's exciting. I the first game, I went out, and I love baseball. But once the game started, I just, like, got super excited. I was just like, playoff baseball is great.
Bro.
Yeah, anytime the stakes are high, it's fun. And in baseball, I agree. It's like the games go quicker. They're way more exciting. Yeah.
Me and my wife walked to PJ's last night. We went to watch the game there. So I go to the bar, you know, and obviously I know the bartenders. And I'm just like, I have a Miller Lite. And the guy's like, you'll have a what? And I said, a Miller Lite. And he was just like, are you kidding me? I'm like, nah, dude. I was like, give me a Miller Lite. He's like, and everybody at the bar turns around and looks at me. He's like, this guy never drinks Miller Lights. This is the first time I ever saw this guy drink a Miller Lite in my life. He's like, all he drinks is like the high stake alcohol, the highest alcohol there is. And I was just like, I know, just give me a Miller Lite, dude.
Wow, he wasn't going to serve you.
Yeah, he was just. You know, he was worried about me drinking Miller Lights.
He's like, are you high?
Worried.
but you're at the bar, you know, and there's people there. And, you know, I guess, I don't know who was up. It might have been Bryce Harper. And one guy's like, come on, Bryce, you have the biggest dick in baseball. Let's go. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, this is like a neighborhood bar. It's not like a, you know, some hole in the wall. I thought that was pretty funny that the guy said that right in the middle of the bar.
That he has the biggest dick in baseball.
Yeah, how would you know? Why would you even say that?
I know, it's an odd thing to blurt out.
Yeah,
that's an inside thought.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's an inside thought.
Yeah, weirdo.
Yep. Apparently, all night was green. It was just go green, go.
Everything. Yeah.
No stop sign.
Yo, so what happened with we had a picture last night too, didn't we? Huggy.
Wait, say it again.
We had a picture last night of Applehead.
Oh yeah, we did. So Applehead apparently met a young lady, she was intoxicated. Clearly, you can tell she was from the photo.
You can tell that just from the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one eye's open and the other eye's missing. It's not even there.
One eye's looking left, the other eye's looking right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She looked like she had some fun.
And the look on my face is like, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you met this girl at the bar. She was part of a wedding party. Is that what you had told me? Okay, she comes in. And you immediately, it's like a dog that smells food.
I'm on all fours, sniffing like, around the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Victim.
It's nearby.
So you didn't know this. You never met her before.
No. I was actually about to leave and go home, but I had to go to the bathroom. So as I was walking down the length of the bar, like we just caught eye contact. And we both kind of said hello to each other at the same time. So I wound up just talking to her. She was with her aunt. Uh-huh. And, you know, I went.
Her aunt was probably your age, right?
Maybe a little younger. Yeah.
And, we started to. I bought around the shots. She bought around the shots. The next thing you know, we're hanging out. I was talking to her aunt. I met her mom, her dad, brother.
Oh my god!
The aunt came over to me. She's like, "The family approves of you.
You made light with our daughter."
Yeah.
God,
take her home. So and ransack her.
Yeah.
Ransack her.
No way. Did they approve of you? Dude, you're like, did they know how old you are?
So how old is she, first of all?
24.
And how old did you tell her that you were?
28, Huggy.
No, you didn't. You did?
There's no way. You can't get away with 28.
Well, I had to say something, you know. I mean, I got the whole family. Her mom asked me. So I said, how old do you think I am?
Oh, my God. You've been in the whole line.
No, I didn't even hesitate. I just said 40. Oh,
you did?
40. They didn't care. They were cool.
Well, yeah, because you didn't say the real number.
I didn't say 28.
So what happened?
So you lied. You lied a lot.
It was, Huggy, what's 10 years?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I mean, if you're 40, it's all the same, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
So you lied.
The real question she should have asked is, how mature are you?
22?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Going on 17.
Yeah. So what happened?
Look, you just defaulted to 40.
Yeah,
I'm 40. Yeah,
and what happened?
So we wound up going to another bar.
Oh, with the whole family?
Me and her did, and then her, I think it was her two aunts met us there like 5 minutes later.
Okay.
And the funny thing she went into my phone ahead. And she, you know, I was talking to her aunt, she was cool. But, you know, since they just met me, they said that they she wanted to, I guess there's a feature on your phone where somebody can track your location.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, just, you know, because they just met me. So they were just being, you know, just cautious, I guess, you know.
They wanted to be
protective. So, yes.
Yeah, of their young daughter with the lying scumbag. Yeah.
Oh, so wait, they wanted to track you?
Yeah, so I said, yeah, I don't give a shit. Here, track my phone if you want. I don't care. You'll never find her anyway.
Now, did her dad say to you, Matt? And then you were like, what? You're like, don't you remember you used to babysit me years ago?
I look a lot different now. So we wound up going to another bar, had a drink, and that's where I fucked up. I should have just said, not go to the other bar and just go somewhere where just me and her can just talk.
Right. And then that was it.
And we went to the other bar, we had a drink, and I think we did like some more shots.
And then and then she was drunk, really drunk.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, she was like done. Mm-hmm. So,
you pushed it too far. You wanted to have more fun, didn't you? Didn't work out the way you had hoped it would.
No, it didn't. But,
well, I mean, you gotta, you know, what, you gotta single up the middle?
Yeah. So, you know, I think we'll get together again. The problem is that she lives all the way upstate PA.
Did you tell her you don't have a car?
That's a far bike ride.
Huggy said that it's a far bike ride, and I'm gonna go up there on my bike and get pulled over by the cops. We'll be like, how fast were you going? 190 miles an hour.
I'm trying to get laid off.
Yeah, well,
headed up to Scranton.
Don't stop me.
Oh man.
Ride this bike on the expressway.
I'll go to the Lehigh Valley Tunnel.
You didn't give her the podcast information, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I would shy away. I mean, if you go out with her again, you can't keep this ruse up of your age. You will have to reveal it.
Yeah.
I'll reveal it after I bag her.
True gentleman.
By the way, I'm 50 and I don't have a car.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Okay.
And I live with my parents. mention I'm unemployed?
Come on, you have a couple
of things. But I've got prospects.
Yeah. I just like to play video games all day and smoke weed. You want to go out again? What do you mean?
Does that sound like fun? Date?
I honestly don't know how you do it. I'm pretty impressed, you know?
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, I'm impressed. I don't know how he pulls it off.
It was pretty organic, I got to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't think I could that brazenly lie about my age.
Well,
you'd be. Well, I mean, you might have a little bit more because of all your, you know, white cap, your cotton head. You know?
What is it?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But, I don't think I could lie to that degree. I mean,
you're talking about Huggy.
Yeah,
the white cap.
Yeah.
Did you call him cotton head?
Cottonhead,
applehead,
yeah.
And
pothead.
I went to, there was an Oktoberfest on Saturday, and my wife was out, and I was like, I'll meet you at this, you know, place. It's like 15 minutes away, you know, 15 minute walk, 5 minute bike ride. I was like, I'm going to start off with this hash gummy. That sounds delicious.
Ooh.
I took that, and then you know, you have a couple beers and things go sour really quick, you know? And I'm like, I'm like, am I drunk? And I'm like, no, man, I must be just high, dude. I think that's what it is. I can't be this drunk, you know, because you're like, you just get that mixture and you're like, come on, what am I right now? Am I high? Am I drunk? I don't know what you're doing.
See, I can't do that. I that's too dangerous.
Yeah.
So what happened? You just do anything stupid?
I walked home, which is about a 25-minute walk home. And then we went back to a party. And this one guy, he said, don't, I was going to play cornhole. And he's like, go easy on my daughter because she's not that good. And I was like, okay, because I'm usually good. Well, dude,
go
she
easy
was,
on my daughter.
She
that's
was
what
really
I
good.
Usually hear.
Yeah. I don't know. And then I just played her cornhole and I don't know what else happened. I can't really remember. That's about it. It was good. Right. You know? It was a fun time, Huggy.
Not good. I'm glad. It sounds like a fun time.
But yeah, he said go easy on her and she kicked my ass and I was like, we're playing again. And then
So you got hustled.
Oh yeah, and then the next time I beat her, yeah. I was like, this is bull crap. Tell me to go easy on somebody and then pull that kind of crap.
You took her down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Took her down. I get it.
Took down a little.
Good job.
Bitch.
Good job.
Thanks.
Matt threw the beanbag at her after he lost.
I did. I was like, here, take this, you little 15-year-old piece of shit. Lie to me.
By the way, I read this thing today and I was like, I got to bring this up to you guys. There's an article about these women who have found their husbands having online affairs with AI girls. But is that really an affair? And that's the question. Are they really cheating if it's not real? I was like, wow, that's deep. I'm like, are they really cheating if it's not real? I mean, they have online chats, the whole thing. But it's like an AI bot, whatever. It's one of those, you know, it's like fake.
It's cheating with a robot.
Yeah.
But I think it's still cheating. I do. I think you're still cheating because you're looking for something you're not getting at home. Right. And so I do. I you know, some of these women are like, it's not cheating. Some, you know, it's just as bad as any other cheating. In fact, some of them were like, it's even worse because the girl isn't even real. It makes them feel even less woman. Yeah, so I don't know.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
Isn't that even more pathetic? Your wife catches the cheating. Who is it? Her name's Sally. She's a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Her name's X13. Her name is X130. Serial number 18.
They're just talking. That's it. There's no anything else.
Yeah, I like an online chat affair. A lot of that. The article was based on that.
Okay.
The intent is there.
I have to agree. Yeah, the intent is there. You're trying to do something. You know, it just that's pathetic. You're not even with a real woman,
right?
Yeah,
it's just pathetic for everyone. It's really sad.
I gotta look this up. You could get it on AI girls. That's pretty cool.
I'm in love.
Where do I go to look that up?
Denny, you can structure it any way you want. So you could literally create the perfect woman for yourself.
We're doomed.
We are.
We're not.
We did this all to ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. We did it all. It's all our fault. All these people that were mean to the nerds got back at everybody.
And now
they did.
Now
our
society is just going to crumble.
Why? Yeah.
Because of AI.
Yeah, we can't survive this. It's going to be. It may be a slow death, but we're headed for disaster with this. It's terrible. It's going to take over everything.
Wow.
It is.
It's bad enough. That
come on, man.
Dudes get catfished.
I mean, What's the other one? The chat.
What's that other one?
Yeah.
Chat TBG. What is that?
No, it's not that one. It's not that.
Dude. What? What?
I'm sorry. It's just you. you've always, you know, just been, you know, you've been a backseat driver and with the internet world, that's all.
Yeah, I just, I don't, no reason to use it for me. What am I going to use it for?
I don't know, because pretty much everyone else does, but that's fine.
Yeah, but you, like what? I'm not writing anything, so what do I need to use it for?
I mean, entertainment.
Entertainment? What, to tell it to write me something?
No, no, I'm saying just the general use of the internet. Not necessarily, you know, the AI broad, no.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I guess I'm, I mean, I do play games, like, on my phone. I don't know. What am I supposed
to apologizing.
Yeah, what else am I supposed to use it for?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
I do look up some things, but I'm not on it all the time.
Do you go ask, yeah, I guess. Do you ask Jeeves?
I don't know what that is.
Do you remember that, Applehead?
Yeah.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, he was like the precursor to Google.
Yeah.
I did see something with the DuckDuckGo. You guys know what DuckDuckGo is?
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's just a platform, you know, rather than using your Google or, you know, Safari or something like that. But that one's better because it's really the dark web, the DuckDuckGo.
And that's where you want to be, on the dark web?
Well, it's just nothing. Nobody can really track you on that.
I like that.
You know, there's no ads. Yeah, like it just doesn't, like you go on your computer and you look at something and all of a sudden you get your ads for, you know, Matt's looking up. I was looking up like turntable needles, you know, and then I get all these ads for turntable needles. Like, what the
fuck? I you know? Talk about a subject, and then next thing you know, I see ads. Or like, yeah. Like, I was just talking about this like yesterday.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I did that. I was telling somebody about that. I was wanted to buy a new shirt. I needed some new shirts, and all of a sudden, I get these shirt ads. I'm like, what? I was just having a conversation.
So you know how the iPhone has, when your microphone is being used, there's that green dot in the top right part of your phone? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, all right, whatever.
It just means that your microphone's on, and maybe one of the apps that you have is, it like, it'll listen in. But I'm sleeping, and I woke up, and I went to grab my phone to look at the time. And I saw that green light on. I was like, how the fuck is this thing on? Like, I don't have anything open. I'm like, this shit is listening to me.
Wow. When you're sleeping, huh?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I hear you. You think the app is listening to you?
Well, it's...
Something's listening, right?
Yeah, like, say you have Instagram, okay? So Instagram can use your voice to record something if you give it a permission. But I didn't have that open. There was no other apps that most of them I have the microphone off. Okay. It's like your camera. You can, if you want sound from your camera. Maybe it's maybe it's that girl's aunt.
Maybe, yeah.
Dude, that's got to be it.
She put a fucking bug on you.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did to my phone, but I got to find it and undo it.
They're going to find the truth, though. Oh. They're going to find the truth that you're nothing but a lying disappointment.
Yeah. That's all you are. Maybe that
these
is.
These poor people.
No. Didn't do anything to your phone.
She did. She went in my phone to change something so that her aunt could track my phone.
You're fucking drunk and paranoid. Come on, stop it. They didn't go into your phone and change it. I mean, we're laughing about it.
I saw what you were looking at on Pornhub. I heard everything and recorded it.
You went home and you did a little bit of touching because you couldn't get any with me.
I get a text message from her aunt. Dude, we've got a restraining order against you. I heard everything.
Oh, man.
I saw a picture that said class of 90. You liar. You liar.
I have your yearbook photo.
Wow. You better check that out.
Was my Sharona.
Oh, man. It's
a big tune.
That was a good one.
I have a couple of crazy on one conditions.
Okay.
You can tell the Seltzer's kicking in Huggy right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't. No, it was an actual gummy. It wasn't a seltzer.
Yeah, but you're just like, I have. you couldn't think about what you had. It took you a minute, to get through.
Yeah. Oh, no. I definitely slowed down. Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to find what I have.
Something.
I wrote it in my notes, and I will find it.
All right. So on one condition. So we do it. We read a little scenario here, and we decide if Applehead would do it or not do it. So it's kind of on one condition.
Okay.
And I'll read it, Matt. You will say if you think Applehead will do it. And then Applehead will reveal what his pick is.
Okay. No, these are hideous, you said, or horrible?
No. The one's pretty bad. The other ones are okay. Actually, yeah. They're not. None of them are okay. This first one is really, I think it's quite hard. And especially for an Irishman, this one's going to be really hard. You go to a doctor, and the doctor says that there are two things that are killing you, and you have to give up one of them. And it is potatoes or beer for the rest of your life. It's one of the cruelest questions you could ask an Irishman. I know that.
Oh, he would definitely give up potatoes. Well, that means you couldn't have any vodka.
Yeah, so, and there's no fries, there's no potato chips. Like, there's nothing with potatoes for the rest of your life.
But you could have beer. That's an easy one for me.
Yeah, you could have beer. Yeah, exactly. But you're not Irish.
In Matt's case, would be spaghetti. Pasta.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, for him, he would be pasta.
If I had to give up pasta or beer,
you're a good Irishman. You're a good Irishman. Yeah. I don't know. I love the potato.
Yeah, I would give up beer. Before pasta.
The pasta wasn't a choice, man.
I know. I'm just saying for me. That's all. That's all.
You really would?
I would, yeah.
You would give up beer for pasta?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huggy, would you give up bagels?
Oh, I see how it is. I see what we're doing here.
You started,
I see where it's turned.
You just said he was an Irishman, you know? You said all that.
Yeah, but I didn't mean. I was just in jest. Did you hear? Did you hear the tone in his voice? The hateful, anti-Semitic tone.
Would you give up bagels?
Yeah, you
I didn't
just
say it like that.
Hear this Semitism dripping from his mouth.
Don't worry, that's the gummy kicking in, Applehead.
Yeah.
Hey, Nickel Nose, did you give up a bagel?
No velocity.
Nickel. What the hell is Nickel Nose? I never heard that before.
Actually, you did, because if you remember when we used to do that bit on the show with the racial slur database, The Amazing Race.
Right.
And then we would say a slur, and the people would have to guess what nationality. So Nickel Nose was one of them we did, which was obviously being Jewish.
Huh. That's funny. I don't remember that one. Nickel Nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was. There were some really bad.
There were some bad ones.
I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
It's stuff that's shameful.
I don't even know how we got away with that.
I don't either. I really don't. My favorite, though, my all-time favorite, was someone that was Chinese but overweight. Do you remember that one?
No.
They were a chunk.
That's awful.
That was my favorite one.
Oh God, that's it.
All right, so Applehead, one. what would you do in this? Or Matt, actually, did you?
I'm gonna say you need to reveal. Give up, he would give up potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
I agree. But it's harder for him than he would. He's going to let on.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love mashed potatoes. I'll be honest. French fries are fattening. Potato chips, they're pretty damn good. Oh, the right ones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could probably eat a whole thing of Pringles. Sour cream and onion dip potato chips are good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dill flavored.
It's a hard one, right? It's kind of hard.
But no, it's actually, this one's pretty easy. I'm not giving up beer. Yeah.
I'm not giving up beer.
I could live without potatoes, but beer, that's a whole other ballgame.
All right, yeah, okay.
I wouldn't give up, dude. I wouldn't give up pasta. I really wouldn't.
Well, you could always drink some vino.
I could.
I'd have to drink.
Yeah, wine. I like a good red wine.
Mixed,
I do.
Mixed drinks. Vodka. Yeah,
that's right.
Rum.
But give it a pasta, no way. No effing way.
Yeah, you couldn't.
I couldn't.
You couldn't give up pasta. No.
But beer?
You would just do drugs.
Yeah, that would be the real question. Drugs or beer, Matt?
Yeah. Drugs or beer?
Yeah. You have to give up one.
I'd rather not have this conversation. Let's move on.
Matt's like, this conversation is making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. I don't like this one at all.
I will need a few days to get back to you on that. I need time. I need to look deep before I answer that. All right, let's see. You get $500,000 for this. You have to drink an 8-ounce glass of your own piss one time, once per week, for a year.
Wait.
He has to drink a glass of his piss once a week for a year.
52 times.
Yes, Matt.
How many ounces of piss is that?
He said 8 ounces.
8 ounces.
Oh, God.
So we just do 8 times 52. And 416 ounces of piss. Sounds unhealthy, but who am I?
Yeah. Man, first thing in the morning, I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a fresh squeeze glass of piss.
No, he's not doing that.
I have a juicer in my kitchen, but I call it the pisser. Instead of orange juice, it's my urine.
Oh. Ooh, it's tangy. Yeah.
Oh, man, I must have had asparagus last night.
So it's like high karma.
Asparagus.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So he would not do that for $500,000, is that what you're saying?
No. Yeah, I would say that.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would smell it and I'd probably throw up.
Your own pee, you don't throw up when you smell your own
farts. Well, if I had to, you'd be surprised. If I drank piss, I would immediately throw up. So that's a no.
That's a hard no.
Oh, no. I had to clean up this walking this dog, and the dog pissed, and I had to, like, wipe it. And I just smelled it, and I was like,
"Oh my God!" Well, when dogs relieve themselves, it's another level. It's just another level.
I'm not good with smells.
Okay, all right, let's move on. I have two more. So this one's interesting. You can double your lifespan. So that means if you were eight, if you were going to live to 80, you'd live to 160. Oof. You know, if you were 90, obviously live to 180. But there's a catch. For the second half of your life, you must be the opposite sex. So you'd have to be a woman. So you would That's live funny. The second half of your existence as a woman. Do you choose the double your lifespan? Huh? Hmm. That's kind of deep.
That is deep. How even I say he still says no. Well, maybe he say yes because then he could sleep with girls as a girl.
Yeah, right? That, you know, that's great. Become a lesbian. He would just be a lesbian.
Yeah, he'd be a lesbian.
He would still have his twisted brain.
Yeah,
it's just his body would be a woman.
Yeah,
yeah. I would join like an all female volleyball team.
Yeah,
and after every game, be like, "Come on, girls, let's hit the showers."
Yeah,
yeah. I got your back. Yeah. I'll wash it. I feel like he would do it. I feel like he would do it. Why not? It's a whole new experience.
I think he might.
I feel like he would do it. No, you said he wouldn't. You said no.
Did I say no? I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said no. Huggy, I thought you said no. He wouldn't do it.
Huggy, you need to pay attention to what's going on here.
Okay. All right. I didn't drop a sheet of acid.
I'm going to say
I understand things.
I'm going to say he would do it.
Oh, you're going to say he would do it. Okay. Yeah. So then I agree with that. I think he would do that.
All right. Let's weigh the pros and cons.
Okay.
The pros is I would have no accountability for all my bad behavior.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have to pay for drinks. I wouldn't have to wait in line at the club. I'd always be right.
Wow. Okay.
I'd always be right.
I could have sex whenever I wanted.
Yep.
I mean, I have no standards right now, so what's the difference? The cons. Have a period every month.
Yeah.
Be moody. I probably get pregnant like 10 times.
Oh my God, that's horrible. This kid's keep getting knocked up.
Yeah. I could date a rich guy, divorce him, take half of his money.
Yeah.
And nobody would question why.
Boy, there's no bitterness lives within you at all. Yeah, yeah. None,
but
none
would
at
I
all.
Be like a hot girl?
Equivalent to what you are now. You would just be a female
you would
person.
Just, you would be you in female form.
So that's a yes. No, I would not want to be a girl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Weird. I'm surprised at that. I feel like a different experience. Interesting to try.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? I wouldn't want to live till like 100. Will be double my age.
Yeah.
28 times 2 is 70. No, I mean, who wants to live that long, really? I mean, imagine living 180 years old.
I'm not saying you'd be sick the whole time and like horribly old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
I'd be like the oldest person in the club. Oh, wait, I am already.
Yeah.
All right, now we leave with it. This is a big one.
Oh boy.
You have blacked out from alcohol poisoning and you wake up next to another man in bed. He pays you $100,000 and says thanks for an unbelievable night. He has photos on his phone. He offers to delete them forever, but you have to give back the $100,000. So if you take the money, he has the pictures. If you give the money back, then they're deleted forever.
He would give the money back.
You sick degenerate. You blacked out. You did terrible things. There's photos of you. And somebody, and you were paid handsomely as well. I mean, $100,000. What did you do to this guy?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to say he gives back the money too.
Yeah.
I have to concur. He won't take that $100,000.
What are the pictures? Me wearing a Dallas Cowboys jersey?
Probably. I think Applehead he's like, wait a minute, I didn't really do anything with this guy, did I? I think he's still
upset about that. He did. That's the whole point. There's pictures. This guy's got stuff on his phone. You've seen it. He's like, listen, if you want me to get rid of him, I will. You got to give me the $100,000 back.
I wake up, there's like a sheep in the room.
Yeah.
Hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. You know, you sacrificed that sheep last night. Well, what, I mean, the pictures would be.
What were we drinking? My God.
I am never drinking tequila again. Oh, God. I mean, these are bad. I mean, dare I ask what the pictures are?
No. Of what happened?
I mean, he had a night. That's what happened. He had quite an evening with this guy. And this gentleman wanted to remember their time together.
He's like, all right, I'll delete him. I'll see you later, Gib.
In the videos, you call yourself Leprechaun.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Leprechaun.
That's a good one.
They don't call you Leprechaun for nothing.
Leprechaun.
Oh, jeez.
Mm.
I found your lucky charms. They're in my butthole.
He's with the best is he's delaying the answer because he doesn't want to answer. He's delaying.
I know my answer. I'm getting here. Take your money. Delete those pictures.
Told you. Yeah.
I agreed.
Oh, shit.
Take your fucking money.
Yeah. Get rid of those. Some kind of whore.
Which is great because you're one of the most unprincipled people I know.
Yeah.
But in that moment, you would have morals.
The internet lives forever, Huggy.
Wow.
He's like, I'm putting these on my OnlyFans page.
Yeah, I think I would do the same thing.
Man.
As much as I need $100,000, I'd have to say no.
You don't, I mean.
Yeah, I would say please get rid of those photos.
Yeah, what if you like took the $100,000, you invested it, you became a multimillionaire, and then he calls you up and he's like, I need money. Either exactly. You're giving me money or I'm releasing these pictures.
And you say, oh, well, who cares?
You got to give him his money back. There's no other choice. There really isn't. Even if you're desperate, you can't let that kid out.
Okay.
I mean, it was an evening. Like I said, some shit went down and he had pictures of it.
Applehead, I can't believe you, dude.
Mm.
Can't believe you did that. Applehead. What the hell, dude?
No memory of it either.
Yeah.
No memory.
Man, my butt sure does hurt, though.
My God.
Oh, my gosh. Why is that bottle of hot sauce on the table?
I got the loosest stool of all times.
The loosest stool of all.
Yeah. I never knew enemas worked so well.
I feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
My throat is just, it keeps closing up.
This isn't normal.
I feel like I swallowed a razor blade. Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Yeah. I knew you would. You'd have to give money. So no surprise there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fun to talk about.
Very, very, very good, Huggy. Very good. You know. Once again.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm listening. You know. It's the inspiration hit me late on that.
Wow.
Always dive into the deep, dark mind of Huggy.
Yeah.
I know.
Always fun. You know.
Yeah, two of them I thought. Actually, it's funny. I was taking a shit when I thought of two of them.
great. Thanks.
That's when you do some of your best thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, think you're in a happy place. Something good's going
to
happen.
It's like a time to meditate. You really should just leave your phone in the other room. And that's like kind of your quiet time. You know?
I would be so bored now. You need your phone.
Yeah, I think it was like bringing a book or a magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember like when you were real young and you didn't have like a magazine, you would just like read the fucking the someone like the cleaner in the bathroom. You would like pick that up. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, you would read what was on the bottles.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was ever in the bottle. You're just like, oh, what's this say? Let me read this.
Yeah.
Warning, do not drink. You know, you're like, okay, let me read more. Let me read more.
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah.
That's what you did to occupy it, you know, some of that time.
You read shampoo bottles. Yeah. Soap, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever was in our arm's reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, when you could bring magazines in, oh, man. That was a game changer. Game changer.
So I was thinking of a prank to do to my friend when he was single. I can't do it now because he's married. But in his bathroom, he had a stack of magazines, right? And it was like, you know, like Time, Sports Illustrated, whatever. And so my prank was going to be I bought this porno mag called Big Black Butts. And I wanted to shove it in the middle of all of the magazines. And so when he said he'd taken his shit, he's like, how the fuck did this get here?
Big black butts.
I think I still have
That's funny. Oh my God, you did?
I'll just wait for that one friend to do it to.
Big black butts. Like you don't like no one asked for that magazine. Like you just hope they have it. You're not gonna go up. You got did you guys get the new Big Black Butts in?
Yeah, you just grab the first thing that's there and that's what it was.
Yeah.
First magazine. There's a great article on page 52.
Yeah.
About some girl with a big black butt, probably.
Wow. I don't even think people have magazines in their bathroom.
Well, that's the other
do you have problem. Magazines? Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, hell yeah. I would keep reading stuff under the... I remember, you know, when I lived at home. Right in the cabin under the sink.
I have a complaint.
Okay.
You know, because I was thinking about how you complain about people pulling into the, you know...
Oh, the back end. Backwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is my complaint. Is like when you are coming out of like to say a development or a place where you're or like a shopping center or but it's a little shopping center and you're going to make a right to say and you know all the traffic is going right when mm-hmm. somebody pulls up right in fucking front of you and there's like they could have just stopped the one car block back and let you go. Why the hell do people do that? That is the That pisses me off to no end.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's frustrating.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's not something I think about or happens all the time, but it does happen.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
The one thing that gets me. I thought about that the other day when I was thinking about how I'm watching people back into a parking spot, and I was like, that bothers me more when people do that to me.
So why does... But why do these things bother us more related to, you know, cars and stuff like, why do people get so mad? Like, you know, we're in other, you know, other aspects of your life, shit can happen and you don't get that mad.
I don't know.
Why?
Like road rage?
Yeah, road rage.
Applehead, you can pause. You don't need to. It's talking about
road rage on my
cars
bike.
And transportation. Yeah.
Some dude cut me off and he tried to park in his parking lot. I flew down the street and fucking yelled at him.
Did you?
We hit your bell the whole time. Ding, ding, ding. Hey, buddy.
He knocked
ding,
the basket off of my handlebars.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we do. We get so mad with car shit.
Road rage. That's what it is. It's gets me.
But why?
I think it's because you're in a. You're driving fast. I mean, really, you could die in a car.
I'm not driving fast. So I'm coming out of a parking lot, and it's like, you know, it's like.
No, but your senses are heightened,
yeah.
Because you know,
you know, watching.
Yeah, anything could happen at any time. Crazy sure. As it is, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I can accept that as an answer.
Wow, Rafa, very good.
Our emotions are heightened, so you know that's why we're on edge a little more. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, very good.
It's a good answer.
But I think it's worse today because everybody's the phone is another distraction.
Oh, the phone is the worst.
Oh yeah,
and it's
totally.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Instead of like cops pulling over people for speeding, I mean, they should double it for people on their phones. Fucking dicking around on, you know, say they're looking at the Matt Huggy Applehead podcast on Instagram, you know.
Yeah, that's an example.
Right.
That's an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Keep going.
So, you know, if they're distracted, cops should give them a ticket. I don't think they do that. I don't think they do that enough.
Yeah, it's hard
but
to catch
I wouldn't know
because
I don't have a car.
You sure don't.
But I do drive occasionally, and I just notice that people are fucking out of it.
Well, I don't understand how anyone holds a phone anymore. Like, there are so many devices that you can put on your dashboard. At least do that. Like, if you want to have you know, which I have. I've had it for years. I'm like, I don't want to sit and be looking at my phone, looking up. Like, I don't want to do it. It's frightening.
Well, I could
because you will get into an accident. So at least have it on the dashboard. I mean, that's at least you can see what's going on in front of you.
Well, see, here's my problem with me. When I drive, I catch every red light, no matter what. I don't know what it is with me. I'm every red light. If there's 25 of them, I hit all 25 of them. Just the way it is with me. I don't know what it is, but I drive with other people and nobody hits red lights. And I'm like, what the fuck? So if I want the light to change, all I have to do is pick up my phone and start looking on my phone, and the light will change in like 2 seconds. So that's how I get. That's my magic, my secret to making lights change. But usually I hit every light.
I see. Okay.
But then I'll throw it down right away as soon as it changes, you know. But
I just think just put it on your goddamn dashboard. Come on.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
That's all I'm saying.
Fucking mummy's kicking in.
it has.
Okay, good.
Oh, it has, mister.
Okay, well, good job.
Well,
guys.
Good luck, Phillies, and of course, the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday and
not
Sunday.
Not good luck.
Saturday, Sunday,
not good
Sunday.
Luck to Atlanta. Yeah. Why? Never wish good luck to the Cowboys. Sorry.
Always are chasing Atlanta. Always are chasing Atlanta.
Boy, isn't that true?
Yep.
It will be.
They've been a nemesis.
I think it's going to be a good series.
I hope so.
Could go to the distance.
And
it's going the distance.
Yes.
By the way.
Oh, that's a different song. I'm sorry.
I said this last week, and I see it's happening again with the Phillies. Can we please just have a different song, like, from last year? I'm praying, please. I don't want that to be our celebratory song.
Well, we talked about it. Those songs are never good.
Yeah,
I know.
They're never going to be good songs.
But I just noticed it was, you know, it's already happening. But I just hope something comes along and shoves that song aside.
Okay.
Okay.
Like.
Okay.
This song.
Good setup.
Hold on.
This song right here. It's coming right up any second.
Right.
This song right here. This one.
Let's go to commercial.
Yeah. This song right here. It's almost here. Any second it's coming.
This is the only one that I think that might, and this is like a sports anthem, and it's, you know, we all know this song. I just hear people at the stadium, you know.
Yeah, we got a good setup. Come on.
It's not the most original, but I'd rather hear this than that other song.
Okay, that was it.
That's all I'm saying. Just something different. Everybody's, you know, chanting this song during the game. And I know they do that at a lot of sporting events. So it's not exactly original. But I'd rather hear that than the other song. That's all I'm
saying. Well, yeah, of course. I think we can all agree.
The other song's all rather slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It doesn't
yeah.
feel like you're... I see everybody singing it, and I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Yep. It happens quick, man.
I'm in the corner. Sucking your butthole.
All right, gentlemen. Well, good luck to the teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck.
And
good luck, everybody. God bless you.
Find us on Matt Huggy Applehead Podcast on Instagram. And you can find us on Facebook, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
Thanks, Applehead.
Good plugs. Good plugs.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you.